Well, Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial has begun. Today he was in court for the selection of the jury. More than 40 women have publicly accused Cosby of raping or assaulting them over the past 40 years. And only one woman, will have her allegations heard in court. That's Andrea Constand. The statute of limitations, essentially the legal expiry date, has passed for many of the accusations put forward by other women. Well, Jeremy Roebuck is a reporter from the Philadelphia Inquirer who is covering the trial. Hello to you, Jeremy.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, Bill Cosby, he's a household name. The allegations put forward have been reported all over the world as well. So what chance of selecting a jury without bias?
It'll be a complicated effort. They had the first 125 potential jurors of a batch of 3,000 folks that they've summoned for this trial in today. And from the get-go, one-third of those 125 said that they had already formed an opinion one way or another on Cosby's guilt or innocence.
Well, back in 2004, I know Donald Trump had a message for Cosby, and he tweeted, "I am no fan of Bill Cosby, but nevertheless, some free advice. If you are innocent, do not remain silent. You look guilty as hell." That's what Trump said a couple of years ago. So do we know if Cosby will, in fact, take the stand?
Well, perhaps he was heeding our now president's advice. And last week, he came out in an interview, one of the first he's done on broadcast media in over 2 years, and said definitively that he didn't plan and didn't even want to take the stand in his trial. Now, things could change, but it sounds like the jurors won't be hearing directly from him.
Okay. What is Andrea Constand accusing Cosby of?
Well, this all dates back to an incident back in 2004 where she had met Mr. Cosby at Temple University, which is a university here in Philadelphia, where she was working as a kind of an operations manager for the women's basketball team. And Cosby, this was the school that he attended, and he was on the board of trustees at the time. They formed a bit of a friendship, and, Andrea would often go over to his house for career advice. And she claims that on one of those visits back in 2004, he offered her some blue pills when she complained of a headache, and the next thing she knew, she was kind of zoning out, zonked out, and she claims that in that period, Cosby assaulted her.
Right, so this is 13 years ago. Now, I know in a previous lawsuit that related to this woman, he admitted to acquiring sedatives, I think, in that lawsuit to give to women that he wanted to have sex with. However, he maintains he's innocent of these charges, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, and Cosby's line, or Cosby's, the way Cosby discusses his relationship with Andrea Constand is that it was totally consensual. And, to be fair, he, in that deposition that you referenced earlier, he maintains that while he did obtain Quaaludes, the type of party drug to use in sexual encounters with women, he says that those were all consensual sexual encounters as well. Now, Andrea Constand says something very different, so we shall see.
Just how many other women have come forward with similar allegations against Cosby?
It's almost hard to keep track. For a period in late 2014, it seemed like every day there'd be two or three new women that had come forward. At this point, we're somewhere in the neighborhood of between 50 and 60 women who have publicly accused Cosby of various forms of sexual misconduct over the years.
That's extraordinary, isn't it? But the trial will center on this one woman, and that is because the statute of limitations, is that right? The accusations, the other women, or what they're alleging, has occurred too long ago?
Correct. In almost all of those cases, like you said, the statute of limitations ran out long ago. The abuse that they're citing, a lot of those incidents allegedly took place back as far as the 60s, the early 70s. Constand's is relatively recent, and Pennsylvania has a somewhat lengthy statute of limitations for sexual assault type crimes. And even then, the prosecutors in this case really snuck the case in under the wire. They filed charges against Cosby in December of 2015, and the statute of limitations was set to expire on Andrea Constand's case in January of, the next month.
Extraordinary. Jeremy Roebuck, who will be in court, he's covering the Bill Cosby trial for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Thank you. It is 12 past 5. Just